Hello, ladies. I'm currently stuck in traffic, driving to my gym. And I was again recording a voice note to my girlfriend, sharing with her my revelations from this week about business and what's coming up for me and everything. And as I'm again recording, I'm like, oh my God, this is a podcast episode. So I'm going to stop recording and record a podcast episode instead while I'm fucking stuck in traffic for half an hour. So that's what I'm doing. And if you hear some like noise, I apologize in advance because my husband and I, we went to Sydney for like 4 days and we had the time of our life without kids. We like got wasted and went to this gay club with drag queens and then got super, yeah, it was amazing, danced until 2 a.m., had crazy sex after that. Why I'm telling you this is, well, just to kind of share so you have a laugh. And when we came back, our side car window was smashed. So I'm driving without a window. It's going to get repaired tomorrow. But anyways, wanted to let you know if you hear some cars passing by. Okay, now to the message of today's episode, which I want to share with you this message, how I'm so fucking tired of male voices telling me how to do business, how to do money, how to live life. That's one message. And also sharing with you what has been uncovered for me this week in terms of business through different practices, different women that I'm engaging with, different coaches and stuff like that. So I guess I'll start with what's happening for me this week and what I'm discovering. And then I'll talk to you about the female containers and how I'm loving this new way and how it makes me feel to be with women in business. So what's been happening for me this week is that I was doing some like coaching / meditations and everything, and I've uncovered that I was working with like the shadowy side and things that are constricting and what's at the bottom of me. I guess not. I mean, a lot of you feel like I am so much more expressed than I've gotten so many messages from you, especially for that content episode. I love them. They literally make my day when I listen to them. So thank you so much. And I've heard that it's very refreshing and it's different and it's new and it's fucking real. And I'm like, yes, that's what, like, I want to have that. I want to listen to that. And I want to talk about what's real, about the numbers, what's happening, and not kind of, you know, like, here is my 3-step formula for being fucking successful. Like, shut up. No. And you know what? I actually realized I thought about this. I'm like, I'm in a very interesting and privileged position, I guess, to talk about the reality of business and talk about the reality of money, because like I'm not the expert in that area, right? But if you are the expert, let's say in any area, so say, you know, if you are an expert in helping women with their business, right? Or helping women with money. And if you yourself are going through some shit times in business or in money, it's hard to talk about it openly, right? Like one of the first mantras that I've learned in my coaching certification was, yeah, here's the noise, was, you know, teach from your wounds, not your, teach from your scars and not your wounds, right? And so that's why I feel like, you know, so many like women and men especially, it's the same thing for me, right? Like I have been a dating and relationship coach. I have been, I still am technically, although I did finally, celebration for me is that I hired a coach who's been a client of mine, and she's now doing my coaching call for Claimed, and she's so much better than me and so passionate about it, and I love it. So now I'm free to focus on my next offer, which is Claimed X. But back to my point, right? So I've been a dating and relationship coach, and imagine, well, to be honest with you, I've actually done it. A lot of you have seen me do it. But imagine, like, if I'm going through some really, really hard times with my husband, me sharing from a place of, like, bleh, you know, like, oh my God, my husband's an asshole. I'm thinking about divorcing him. Well, not really thinking, but you know what it means? And so even when I wrote that article, if you have not, so String and I in November have gone through some, I'd say one of the most challenging times that we've had in our relationship and marriage. And I actually did share from that place. from a really raw place. I wrote him a letter. And I actually shared that letter. And if you go on Medium and type letter to my husband, Anna Rova, and you read it, you can read the comments. And I couldn't fucking believe those comments. Okay, somebody called it business suicide. Many, many people just put so much shit on that letter for many different reasons, whatever. But that woman called it business suicide. And, you know, when we look at it from the perspective of like, okay, you're dating a relationship coach and you're basically saying that your marriage is shit. Well, in this time, this is business suicide. But, you know, I looked at that and I was like, yeah, well, rationally speaking and logically speaking, it could be business suicide, but this is the fucking reality. And that's why actually I left that article in, you know, and I consulted with some girlfriends about it. And my girlfriend told me, you know what, Anna, fuck them, just leave it, because this is what's real. So I guess what I'm also trying to do is maybe like break that narrative or stereotype of like, if you're the expert in a particular area, you have to constantly like teach and be the fucking expert and not share like, and obviously there's a way like I think that there's a graceful and a beautiful way to share the struggles while still being an expert, but guess what, that just makes you so much more real and so much more vulnerable. Like, I had all these fears about writing this article, but so many of my, and by the way, one of my biggest fears is that my clients are going to email me and be like, your marriage is shit, give me my money back. I can tell you that that fear has materialized in one person, okay? But most of my clients, besides that one person, have actually written me beautiful messages, and I received so many beautiful messages telling me, Anna, thanks for sharing that. Because this is fucking real. Because relationships are not like, oh my God, my life is amazing with my husband and everything and la la la. And like, that's not real. It's not real in business. It's never like that. And I feel like, you know, if you're an expert and you're listening to this, and if we continue to portray that constant expansion and constant fake reality that everything's always fucking great, It creates this like constriction in our own bodies. But what it also does is like everyone who's following us just feels like shit, because obviously their life is not perfect. And so all these Instagram gurus and all these experts who constantly like teach without actually being vulnerable and being real just create this like plastic fake. I actually wrote an article about the fake plastic reality of Instagram, right? So anyways, this one woman emailed me and said, I don't want to learn from someone whose marriage is breaking down. And I'm like, when I looked, and then give me a refund. And when I looked at that, I actually went back and looked at my experience with this woman. She started the program, right? She's been seeing amazing results. And then she stopped doing the work. Yeah, she stopped showing up on calls. She stopped participating in the community. Oh, I think that she also said that, before this email, she messaged me and said that she needs to pause the program to like either travel or take care of something. And I said, I understand. I'm really sorry. Our policy is that we don't offer pauses. That's just our policy. And of course, she then read the article and then it said, anyways, my reply to her was like, beautiful Jane, let's call her Jane. This is not about me. This is about you. The program works. The process works. And what I've shared with you in my message, in my letter to my husband, was the reality of things. And I'm actually getting, I'm out of that situation because I've used the same exact tools that I'm teaching you. Anyways, back to my point. What is my point? I forgot my point. Back to my point of what I discovered for myself this week, which is the fact that somewhere within me there's this fear of, here's the new way. And by new way, I mean, so my goal, as all of you know who are following my journey, is get back to that revenue income that I had in my business before with Climb, which was about $1 million a year, but do it in a way that feels really good and really juicy and hot as fuck. That's what I want. And also being really profitable. Yeah. I found the business model for that, which feels good to me, which is, you know, a really high ticket mastermind, where I coach female entrepreneurs. And your business model can be very different. There's many different ways to get to, there's many different ways to skin a cat, right? But for me, that's what I found out, and I'm excited about it. And so what came up for me, like the sticky things, right? Like the constriction, the discomfort and the fears and the dark shadowy places within me are like, oh my God, like, okay, what if I make mistakes doing it this time? What if I waste time? What if I don't have enough time to live according, to achieve my potential and live according to my greatness? Because the previous way of doing it in an extremely masculine way that I've been doing for the last 4 years, where I burnt out, obviously, what happened is I got to that income level like really, really fast, but I burnt out, right? So I don't want to do that anymore. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, fuck. This way, like, can I trust this way? And it's so new and it's so unfamiliar, and there's fear around it. And then I did like a coaching session, and what came out was, this sounds too good to be true. Like, making $1 million a year with your business where it feels great. Well, I don't expect it to feel great most of the time, but I mean, I don't expect it to be great all the time, but I expect it to feel good at least half of the time, if not most of the time, right? And not only when I get a sale. Because in my business in the past, I kid you not, like, there was so much attachment to money and to sales that literally how I feel about myself and during my day was dependent whether there was a sale or not and how many sales there were. Like, if there were sales, fucking amazing. I remember my best day. Still to this day, I can't believe this. I had 4 discovery calls back to back, and my price back then was $4,800 for my program. I had 4 discovery calls back to back, and they're all paid in full. So I literally had like an 18K day back then. But then now you know that I actually had a 20K day just with one client, right? Well, it wasn't actually paid in full, but that day to me is still, considering like cash in the bank on the day, that was the highest day. And I was elated. I remember the emotions in my body, and it feels like it was one of the best days of my life, which is fucking ridiculous because there's so much attachment to money, right? But when I didn't have sales, 1 day, 2 days, God forbid, for a week, I was devastated. I remember why I had a dry spell for like 21 days. And this is obviously, I'm talking to you from a perspective of the business model where it's high ticket coaching. So the business model was basically your calendar has to be packed with sales calls, and this is how you scale and make a lot of money, blah, blah. So I constantly had these discovery calls, but I remember for 3 weeks in a, no, not for 3 weeks, it was 21 calls or 21 days, I can't remember, where I didn't have any sales. And during those times, I felt like shit. So I do not want to do that anymore because because my worth and my identity is not attached to that anymore, to sales, to clients, to whatever, right? I know who I am. I know what I want. And yeah, whether there's no sales or sales, or it's the same thing in relationships, right? I mean, I know because I've been there, and I'm also coaching women around that. Which is basically, you know, when a man messages you or invites you on a date, you feel great about yourself. And when a man doesn't message you for 3 days, you feel like shit. It's exactly the same scenario, right? Like, I've overcome that in relationships, in my dynamics with men. But I had that same dynamic translated into another area of my life. Oh my God, I'm hoping it's not too loud. I'll have to check after, but I don't want to stop. So I'm done with that shit, right? And so, in fact, this week, I recorded an episode, right, like about boundaries. In fact, this week, this morning, I actually had a call with that beautiful woman that I told you about that I said no to a $20,000 client. And we talked about her timing We talked about basically this is not the right time for you, and she said she's going to join in June. Now, whether she's going to join in June, we don't know. And, you know, I did feel a little bit of like, I've let her go already. I've done my work around this. And I said, you know, I want to be in a relationship where it feels good and amazing. And right now it's not the time for her. But in 2 months, she said it will be. I don't know. So I've let her go already. And on the call today, we already discussed it again. And that's what we agreed on. And I did feel a little bit of like, how shall we call it? Maybe disappointment. Maybe. But it was like minor, you know. And I breathed fully, and I really respected her decision and her timing, because I know that, first of all, my identity, my worth does not depend on whether she signs up or not. Like, I'm fucking done with that. I'm going to feel good regardless, or I'm going to feel the way I want to feel regardless. Yeah. And yeah, I'm just respecting her timing. And I know that there's plenty of clients out there who want to work with me at that price point. Yeah. It actually brings me to the thought, you know how I shared with you how I want to build $1 million business that feels good? And I'm already doing this, by the way, but a thought came to me. So when I said, I'm going to feel the way I want to feel regardless of where she signs up or not. So I guess the thought experiment here for all of us and for me is I'm going to feel good regardless of whether I make $1 million or not. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to feel the way I want to feel regardless of whether I make that money or not. I still want to make it. I think this is really the energy of what so many people talk about, of like detachment, right? So like detachment means that I'm going to feel the way I want to feel in my body, in my life, in whatever I'm doing, regardless of whether I achieve my goal or not. But I still want to fucking achieve that goal. And I'm going to do everything that I can in my power to achieve that goal. But even if I do not achieve it, it's okay. Because, I don't know, you know, there's other ways to achieve that goal. Or there's other plans that, fuck, I don't know, the universe has for me or something. You know, so I got to trust that. But I know that thinking this way and feeling this way is literally... going to help me. Oh my god, I'm gonna park now. Fuck. This is the, you know what? This is the moment where when I'm recording messages to my girlfriends, I pause and I say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm parking. I'm gonna record. But you see, because I want things to be easy for me, I don't want to pause because that's gonna require me. Okay, just give me a moment. That's gonna require me to like edit this episode, and I don't want to do that. But I'm always parked. I'm almost parked. So it's all good. Okay. All right. Okay, I'm parked. All good. Thank you. So this was what I discovered, right? Like the shadowy side. And there was constriction in my throat and my whole kind of central channel, where it was all about, like, this is too good to be true. It can't be. Because all of the messages that I had since I was a child, and well, obviously way before that, when I was in the womb and generationally speaking, and the culture today, like my own husband still to this day, well, I think he's always going to believe that, actually, because that's kind of the masculine way, which is you got to work hard. If you work hard, success will come. Yeah, but it's totally a masculine way. It doesn't work for me. Yeah, success did come, but at what cost? And I'm not willing to pay that cost anymore, right? And I feel like as women, we're uniquely built in that way, where we don't want to sacrifice how we feel and how we go day to day for money. Men have this, like, I guess, incredible ability. Although, I mean, okay, talk about why they die younger and of heart attacks. Yeah, there's this incredible drive to achieve no matter what, you know? Like, you see it in sports, you see it in fucking UFC, they go to war. It's that thing of, like, that's how they thrive, right? Like, the masculine thrives on challenge. That's not how the feminine thrives. And because if we are depleted and exhausted and it doesn't feel good, everything fucking crumbles, yeah? We hold the emotional... We are... the emotional center of our families and the emotional center of our societies. So we raise children Yeah, we get pregnant, we birth, we raise children. In business, it's the same. A woman who is running on those masculine engines is not a magnetic, attractive woman. This is not who other women want to work with. There's not a lot of resonance. So, anyways, so I'm sitting with that thing. So that for me, dismantling that and breaking that, because obviously, okay, I'm starting to see some examples, but I mean, it's not very obvious actually. I want to find women who make $1 million and more, and who feel good at, like, they're fucking juiced up. I'm starting to get to know these women. Maybe not on a million, maybe less, but still, yeah. And I want to be that woman. So that's what's coming up for me, right? Like, it's too good to be true. This is all a lie. Like, I'm doing my embodiment magnetism, like feminine practices, but like, what the fuck? I know this is not gonna bring you money. Oh my God. So that's what's been happening for me. And so what came to me in a coaching session also is, and all of these things that I've been doing this week, my practices and things, is that, oh, Anna, but the message is that you are so much more powerful than you think you are. And you have to trust the journey, and you have to trust in who you are, and you have to trust what you've built. And there's so much evidence for me that told me that what I know, who I am, how I'm showing up works. Trust that and everything will come. So that's what's been happening for me. And I know that. So I'm right now in this phase where I have rested. I have pleasure bombed myself for like 3 fucking months. I basically, as you know, did nothing. Well, not nothing, but you know what I mean. And now, naturally, which I think is the difference, because before I would push myself to do content, I would push myself to like create a campaign, I would push myself to schedule book, blah blah blah, right? Now, and it goes with the idea of cycles, yeah. As women, we're so cyclical. And my belief now, and I'm testing this on myself, and I truly can see that if I allow myself to lean back and let go and just rest and do nothing, this is how I replenish my energy. So the next step after that, just like when you bleed, you don't have energy, and in spring you have a lot of energy. I mean, depending on, I guess, your pattern of your cycle. But for me, right now I'm at this point, I'm like, okay, Anna, time to get the fuck up and do work. Yeah? So I'm now in this place of like, I'm fucking ready to write those emails, to book those calls, to write those campaigns. Like, I am ready. Let's go, you know? And my hands are like itchy. And of course, when my hands are itchy, my daughter gets sick and doesn't go to school. And String and I are like tag team. Like, it's a whole fucking thing, right? And I'm not sleeping well, whatever. Life throws curveballs at you. But this is where I am. I'm ready. Okay. Next thing real quick that I want to tell you about is that I am so tired of listening, like literally listening, having male voices in my ears and my head. I've done this for the last 4 years of business. And I was talking to another girlfriend today, and she told me, yeah, you're right. All of my bosses, mentors, everyone who I have learned from have been men. And so what comes to me is like, I'm just literally, it doesn't resonate anymore. I'm tired. I don't want to learn from men anymore. And okay, if you know my work, you know, like, I love men. I celebrate men, and I celebrate their masculine flavors and everything. I'm not that quote unquote feminist who's like, men should shut up and let the women lead. But no, I don't believe in that. I believe that we build a future together with men. But what I'm saying is that as a woman right now, I've done that. I've done the masculine way. I've done the pushing. I've done working hard, blah, blah, following all of those models that men follow. And I just can't do it anymore. It doesn't sit well with me. It doesn't resonate. In fact, I'm finishing up a mastermind with my male mentor because I don't feel the way I want to feel when I'm mentoring. And literally, like, all of the fucking books and the podcasts and the mentors and all of those men who want to teach me things, I'm like, no thanks, I'm ready to learn from women. In this past few weeks, I have been in containers with women, and it just feels so fucking good to be on a call with women talking about business. I don't know how to explain it. I kind of know, but and that's what I'm creating, yeah? And I feel like that's what women are going to need, successful business women going forward. Look, by the way, this is just my path. And I feel like I already talked about this in the previous podcasts. I feel like now I'm shifting in a completely different extreme, right? So the extreme here was like super masculine. I think I'm going to go into like super feminine or whatever. And then I'm going to rebalance and come in into the middle, yeah? Where both have to be integrated. I mean, obviously, like I'm seeing these women are like, hey, you can be in your feminine and do fucking flower crowns and just do your embodiment practice all day. Just think and manifest and then wear your crown and you're going to make $1 million. Bullshit. I don't know. I don't believe in that. Yes, I do believe that. Well, not flower crowns, not for me. But the embodiment work, the depth, the pleasure, the juiciness, the alignment with who you are as a woman in your body, in your cycles, in your life has to come first. And then you have to act. Then you have to like bring on your masculine energy and all of your ambition and amazingness and go for it. The two work together, yeah? What most men lack is the feminine side, where they just do without feeling, without anything, and at the end of it, they've built the cash, but they're so deeply unhappy and empty, it's crazy. They're like divorced now, their children, I don't know where they are. Like, yeah, I mean, the epitome of that is Elon Musk, right? I don't know how happy he is, but it's that complete attachment to work and nothing else. I mean, he's got like 300 children. All of his wives hate him. Like, it's a fucking mess. Anyways, I don't live like that. So now for me, it's all about being with women, learning from women, and literally the female voice and the softness of it. Like, I was in coaching call, and that woman was like soft and solid. Like, it just feels so fucking good. So that's what I'm doing. And I will report back. And again, this is not the path for everyone. There's a time and space where if you have been for like years in your feminine and your business is not working and you haven't learned from men or being in those containers, time to get yourself into a masculine container, girlfriend, okay? Time to get off your ass and go and sign up for a mastermind with some men, because they're going to activate and you're just going to do. You got to do both. There's no way, like, one or the other doesn't work. It has to be integrated. I mean, obviously. But I guess it hasn't been super clear to me until now. So, I shall report back to you with my findings. And again, if this was helpful in any way, or you resonated, or whatever, send me a message on Instagram. Anna Rova, find me there. And send me even a voice note. I'll listen to it and reply. Okay, bye!